Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the program. Talking a little NFL. The Saints up to fourth in Super Bowl odds right now. They are 10-1. Vegas consensus. It's right where I had them yesterday. Apparently Vegas is listening to me. I called that one. I just got to live there. I kind of know how they work. Let's bring on in Larry Holder here, at Larry Holder on Twitter of The Athletic now. Larry, what's going on, man? How are you?
Look, I'm just going to say this. The Athletic, including myself, actually has the Saints as third in the power rank.
Oh.
So tell Vegas, kiss it.
There you go. Hey, by the way, I heard you had a little rain delay yesterday. You got postponed. Is that right?
Yeah, total debauchery and disaster on my part. I know I was supposed to come on last night. A little rain delay. Let me tell you, I'm hurting from my tennis match after the rain delay last night. And, yeah, totally my fault. I was supposed to join you last night, and at least I won the match. You know, that's I'm sure that helps you nothing.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I'm still actually hurting. Like, my calves hurt. I need a massage. Like as if I were a Saints player, I need a body massage still, like, 24 hours later.
Well, I mean, you're making enough now at the Athletic. Can't you afford that, Larry?
Like, hey, I'm there for the quality journalism, and just because they happen to pluck me away from the Times-Picayune doesn't mean, hey, it has anything to do with dollars and cents, Seth. It's all about you know the spirit of journalism.
Hey, okay, all right, Larry. So thanks for straightening me out on that one, Larry. Hey,
sure.
By the way, I knew that, and I'm sure I probably missed your Twitter yesterday. I should have been paying more attention. Did you have any opinion on these national Yahoos coming at Drew the past 24 hours? Like, they took this time and this moment to all at once coming for him. I didn't get it. I was fired up yesterday.
Well, I didn't necessarily have an opinion toward them, but I will say this. Yesterday, I wrote a column on theathletic.com saying through five games, Drew Brees is the MVP of the league. And it has nothing to do with anyone saying, oh, you know, naysayers. Like, I've covered this guy since 2006. And it's not a lifetime achievement award I'm trying to give him when I say he's the MVP. No, he's legitimately the MVP right now. He is by far the best passer rating in the NFL. He has 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. His completion percentage is 78%, just about. And he is, even in the loss, he was outstanding against Tampa. So, to me, I don't want to hear right now, Patrick Mahomes, everyone's on fire with him just because he's a new hot toy, a new hot commodity, whatever. And then, of course, you've got Jared Goff and Todd Gurley, and they're in Los Angeles. But, no, Drew Brees right now is the MVP of the league. And I don't want to hear any of the other nonsense. It's almost like people are trying to find ways just to detract him. It's almost comical. I mean, and people bring up Aaron Rodgers, and, yes, he has these skills and this and that, but he has just as many Super Bowl wins as Drew Brees. And if he's not in your top, I'll say this, if Drew Brees is not in your top six or seven quarterbacks to ever play the game, you're foolish, period.
Yeah, I'm with you there completely, 100%, Larry. At Larry Holder on Twitter of The Athletic. And beyond Brees has obviously been fantastic here, and I agree. I think he's the front runner in the way-too-early MVP race right now. But this offense, I tell you, and this is almost blasphemous to say here, you know this, this offense might be better than 2011, man. I think they might be. They're absurdly good right now.
I'm going to say I think you are committing a little bit of blasphemy. But we'll see if they can get to that point. I need to see them be able to run the football a little bit better. And Mark Ingram being back will help that. And I'm curious to see what happens when Ted Ginn actually is healthy, because what do you do? I mean, Tre'Quan Smith became a bigger role because Ted Ginn was out. Cam Meredith certainly played well outside of the fumble in the game. He certainly played well, though, in the Monday nighter. And I just think you look at the offensive line, you look at the way that Drew Brees is playing. Obviously, the wide receivers are good. And you also got to think back 11. I mean, Jimmy Graham was outstanding, and he had weapons everywhere, too, around him. So I'm not going to go that far, but I do think that this offense can certainly carry this team. And I think they're going to need it because I like the defense at times, but at times they can become porous. So, Seth, like I said, you're committing like a slight bit of blasphemy, a little bit, but I do think that they at full strength, they can be a completely outstanding offense.
Yeah, I'm usually a lot blasphemous on this program, so I will take a little bit blasphemous. I mentioned the defense here. I wanted to ask you, so the last 2 weeks, the storyline now is, well, the Saints have held the last two opponents under 20 points. Look what happened last year. And I'm kind of there, but I get a little concerned because it's not like these two offenses were world beaters that they just played, and one of them obviously is in the dome in prime time, which is always tough for opponents here. Do you think that the defense is figuring it out? Do you think it's more of a product of the schedule? What do you think?
I would say more of the product of the schedule. I need to see it more to believe it. It's two games. I mean, we saw them play poorly and have to win in shootouts, and so I'm not there yet, but do I see improvements in spots? Yes. Do I think Marcus Davenport is improving? Absolutely. Do I think their linebacker core in general is improving? Absolutely. Marshawn Lattimore needs to get back. This is just totally speculation on my part. I would assume he could be back against Baltimore with the concussion, but I don't have a total trust in their cornerback group. The Patrick Robinson injury certainly hurts. You're going to see some tougher teams coming down the line. But you look at the rest of the NFL, and you're thinking, all right, who are the teams that actually are keeping up the expectations? The Rams are, and the Saints are. And honestly, that's really it. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that the Saints are 4-1, and it might not be the exact route or exactly what you thought, but the Saints are one of the basically two or three teams that are actually keeping up the expectations going into the season. And you got to be, if you're a Saints fan, you got to be really fired up about that.
What you working on over in the Athletic right now, Larry?
Well, I'm chilling out a little bit on the Saints because bye week. I've been Drew Brees crazy for the last four or five days. So I'm actually going to be working on some LSU stuff because I also cover LSU. I was in Gainesville last weekend. I will be up in Baton Rouge this weekend for the LSU-Georgia game. Actually, I'll say tomorrow, cheap plug, since you're asking me to plug, I'm going to plug. I got 11 a.m. on theathletic.com. I'm going to have a chat. It's going to be myself and our Georgia beat writer, Seth Emerson, at theathletic.com. We're talking all things LSU-Georgia. But that's the beauty of The Athletic. I mean, we cover everything going forward. A lot of folks know me from the Times-Picayune, and now, of course, I'm always going to respect the Times-Picayune, and I loved working there. But at theathletic.com, and we have people everywhere, so it's kind of this big, people embedded in markets. So that's kind of the beauty of it. So yeah, 11 a.m. theathletic.com tomorrow. We're going to have an LSU Georgia chat, all things Tigers and all things Bulldogs happening at theathletic.com.
All right, I'll be in there. Larry, thanks so much, man. We'll do it again. Go go easier on yourself next time you're on the tennis court, apparently. Don't hurt yourself.
I mean, seriously, my calves are hurting. I grabbed my phone and I was 20 minutes late last night. And I said, oh, my God, I blew it. I led my all the people were like, what happened? I was like, man, I should have been done, but the rain and all the totally
yeah, excuses. Bad. Excuses. There's no excuses on radio, Larry. No excuses.
I know the excuses. I've had to juggle just like you, my friend.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you again. Thanks so much.
All right, Seth. All right. Thanks, buddy.
At Larry Holder on Twitter. I'm Seth Dunlap. This is The Last Lap on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.